Hundreds of tribal leaders from across the nation are gathering in Washington, D.C. in anticipation of tomorrow's meeting with President Obama and cabinet secretaries to talk about the concerns in Native communities and the federal government's role in addressing them. Mike Williams of ACYAC is in the nation's capital representing both his community and as the chairman of the Alaska Intertribal Council. Williams says today tribes were meeting to discuss goals for tomorrow. He says big issues include perennial problems such as education, law enforcement, and health care. For Alaska's tribes, William says reaffirming tribal sovereignty is a top priority.
The issue of jurisdiction have stymied our funding coming from the Department of Justice in our public safety issues and our law enforcement.
There are two issues. One is a call for reopening the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to repeal the extinguishment of Aboriginal land and water rights. William says other discussions center around working to find a way to designate some ANCSA lands as Indian country. That would give Alaska's tribes more sovereign power to govern their own people. It would also open new avenues for contracting and a stronger relationship with the federal government.
I believe that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is a slow termination of our tribes and our members.
At an earlier meeting of AITC members during the Alaska Federation of Natives gathering in Anchorage, Tlingit leader Byron Malott said regaining lands where Aboriginal rights for hunting, fishing, and gathering were extinguished would help ensure food security and economic stability for future generations of Alaska Natives.
The question of Aboriginal rights, rights to water, rights to lands, rights to fishing, rights to hunting, rights to live, a lifestyle that allows you to govern yourselves under the federally recognized sovereignty of tribes, is a larger restoration issue than just ANCSA.
He said there has been a long-standing philosophical divide embedded in ANCSA between the way Native people envision governance and the way the state of Alaska does.
The state of Alaska's insistence that the communal and collective values of the way Alaska's Native peoples think and value their relationship one with the other to be totally sacrificed to that of individual rights has lingered as a very significant public policy point of frustration for Alaska's Native people to this day.
Malott acknowledged that turning ANCSA lands into Indian country would be a tough job, but he worries that future generations of Alaska Native Corporation leaders may not fully understand the traditional value of the ANCSA lands and could sell them. He says that would be tragic.
So I believe that the retribalization of those ANCSA lands that can responsibly be agreed to between corporate leadership who are also Native and even tribal members and tribal institutions is something that needs to be worked toward. I think it's one of the real unfinished pieces of ANCSA as public policy.
Malott says ANCSA has been amended many times in the past. In Washington, D.C. today, AITC's Mike Williams says restoring much of what Alaska tribes have lost would help more than just Native people.
And I think if we have healthy tribes and if we have healthy communities, then the state in itself will benefit from all of Alaska will benefit from all of these investments and corrections that we need to make at this point.
Tomorrow's meetings get underway early with an address by President Obama in the morning and then meetings with tribal leaders and cabinet secretaries throughout the day.